our second speaker, Wayne.
My name is Wayne. I'm an addict.
Wayne.
Glad to be here. You know, when Brian was sharing, I was thinking about how long it's been for me, you know, doing a workshop, participating at this convention. And it's been a long time. And I'm glad to be here. I really am. As far as tell you a little bit of my story. I got clean when I was 29 years old, and it took me three tries through an institution, well, through three different institutions, to actually be introduced to this fellowship. The first time I was institutionalized, I was 19 years old. I was living in North Carolina at the time, and ended up on the psych ward, and they gave me some very powerful antipsychotic drugs, and no one said anything about Narcotics Anonymous. And the reason that they didn't is because there was no Narcotics Anonymous in North Carolina in 1977. So fast forward a couple years, 1979, same thing, I was 21, different drug, same result, thought if I changed the drugs that, you know, I might be able to handle it. Didn't quite work out that way. Ended up in psych ward again, Washington, D.C., Washington Hospital Center, and they didn't say anything about Narcotics Anonymous then either. You know, and I told them where I had been, what I was doing, and they told me I had a psychotic reaction. They put me in four-point restraints and proceeded to give me some more antipsychotic drugs. So both of those episodes, I basically ended up being drugged as a result of being on drugs. So I got out in 79. They didn't say nothing about Narcotics Anonymous. Nobody said there's a program you might want to check out, you might be an addict, whatever. So, you know, my father came and picked me up. It was the late 70s. He had one of them Mr. T vans, and if you all remember that, he had a cooler in the back. And on my way home, I was throwing down, you know, and but what I did for the next, I got clean in 1987, so what I did for the next 7-8 years was I stayed away from those two particular drugs that had got me in trouble, and I did a whole lot of everything else that I could, and kind of had a nice run, you know, and I said it was nice, but it wasn't really that nice. I mean, I kind of accomplished some things. On the outside, you know, kind of became a semi-productive member of society, sort of responsible, got married, you know, went to school, graduated, you know, kind of looked okay on the outside. But basically what happened, towards the end of, about a year or two before I ended up in my third institution, I started dabbling with one of the substances that I was said I was going to stay away from many years before, and I ended up in my third institution, and that's when psych ward, my favorite place, and that's when I heard. Someone said something to me that was life-changing, and you know, it took what it took, but basically, you know, they said something that was very simple, and what they said was, you might be an addict, okay? Now, I you know, like Brian said, I mean, I knew something was wrong, I really didn't know what it was. You know, started off as a party, you know, turned into a nightmare. But the thing was, not only did he tell me that I might be an addict, you know, he said, there's some meetings downstairs. I didn't have to go out anywhere. I was a patient, so, I mean, I could have left, but I really didn't have anywhere to go. And you might want to check these meetings out. And basically, what happened was I ended up in my first NA meeting, you know, and it was an H&I meeting, you know, like Brian said. And then it was like I was home, you know. I was like, what, you know, it's like, what took them so long to, like, get me here, you know what I mean? And, you know, I always joke about it. You know, I was like, if they would have sent me to NA like 10 years before, man, I would have had like a hell of a head start on this thing, you know, but it wasn't there, you know. So I thank my predecessors, you know, and all the people that came before me, man, that really, you know, like put this thing together and continue to keep it going, you know, because, you know, when I first got clean, it wasn't, you know, 15, 20, 25 years, that wasn't even a reality, you know what I mean? It was like more like five. If you had like 5 years, man, you were it, you know what I mean? And you know, I could, that was it, you know, it was a while back. But anyway, so, you know, that's how I got here. And, you know, by the time I was introduced to the first step, I pretty much, well, it said that we're powerless over our addiction. Of course, I didn't hear addiction, I heard drugs, you know, and, because my story was that it was the drugs that got me into those particular situations. And it took a while before, you know, once the fog lifted a little bit, and as I delve more into it, and, you know, it says in step one that you know, drugs using is just a symptom of the disease, and that addiction is more than just the use of drugs. And, of course, the ones of us that's been around for a little while, we are very much aware of that. You know, we know what the deal is. And so, basically, I had, you know, I embarked on this journey really not knowing what I was getting into. I knew that I didn't want to go back to the, you know, to where I came from. You know, that lifestyle was just, you know, I didn't know anything about this program or the fellowship, but I knew I wasn't trying to go back to using or active addiction, you know, as we call it. Didn't call it that then, but using. And I got to tell you that it's been incredible. It's been an incredible journey. And the thing, you know, the way that I think about, you know, the first step and how it applies to me is that, you know, it's really about, it's the most important thing that I do on a daily basis as a recovering addict is not use, you know, and that's total abstinence, you know, and if I can do that, I got a chance. And that may sound simple, and some of you may understand it, and some of you may not, but there's a lot of people that don't really understand that, you know, for whatever reason. And, you know, I guess that's the powerlessness of the disease. And, you know, I've heard people say, I said, well, why are you getting high? Well, I'm powerless. I said, well, that's why you should stop. That's not why you should continue. You know what I mean? It doesn't work that way. You know, that thinking, you know. But I stay clean on a daily basis. That's where it starts. Of course, you know, as long as I've been in recovery, there's a lot of other things that I've done. Of course, you know, doing step work, obviously, you know, doing service, you know, having a sponsor, using that sponsor. You know, there's a lot of tools that's available to me, to all of us, you know, in this fellowship that helps us to, you know, to be able to put one foot in front of the other and live the life that this program, that's available to us through this program. And whether or not, you know, the decisions that I make on a daily basis as far as, you know, if that's how I want to live or not how I want to live is up to me. You know, and, you know, the insanity that Brian was talking about. I lived that insanity for a lot of years in here, like seriously. And, you know, it was like I was clean. I knew I was crazy, obviously, you know. But the thing was, it took a while for my thinking to come around. And it's cleared up quite a bit, but, you know, there's still those moments, you know. There's still things that where, you know, I automatically, you know, I know it's not right, and I don't, like, beat myself over it, but I think the wrong thought, you know, and I know it's wrong because it's wrong. It's not, you know, without getting into details. But So for me, basically what happened is, you know, it was the process of me realizing that, you know, it's more than just the drugs. It's a disease of addiction. It manifests itself in other areas of my life, you know, and that as long as I stay clean, I can continue to work on the disease. And, you know, I don't want to get into a whole lot of details about all the crazy shit that I've done in recovery, but a lot of it has involved, like, law enforcement and weapons and being, like, frisked down, you know, with many years clean, asking if I have a weapon on me and, you know, threatening to shoot my neighbor because he pissed me off, and it, you know, just a lot of crazy stuff, you know, and carrying guns in meetings, you know, that makes a lot of sense now. It made a lot of sense then. It doesn't make sense now. It was just one of those things, you know. That was the insanity of my disease, you know what I mean? And I've been able to let a lot of that go after, as a result of doing some work on me, but most importantly, staying in the process, you know. And you know, when I think about how crazy that was, you know what I mean. But like I said, it was just a manifestation, you know. You know, the way I used was crazy, you know what I mean. So obviously, I come in here, and it's like the behaviors aren't going to change overnight. And you know, I get reminded of that quite frequently because I've been around for a while, and there's people that have known me for a long time, and you know, every once in a while, they'll tell me how crazy I was, and I'll say, but I'm better now, and you know, but it's there. It hasn't gone away completely, but my thing is that, you know, I'm not I don't have, like, you know, paragraphs in the basic text memorized either, and you know, I kind of glanced over the first step and the first tradition last night. And I was reading it, you know, and of course, you know, it's like everything in here applies to me, you know what I mean? You know, physical, mental, and spiritual. You know, using just being the, you know, using being the most obvious symptom of the disease. There's a lot of good things in there that I was reading that I know I'm inside out. But the thing about it now is, you know, I try to live it more than I actually, you know, try to quote it, you know what I mean? You know, it's like if you want to know what's in the basic text, read it. You know what I mean? It's there for you. You know, it's there for all of us. You know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, it's really about living it. It's about living by spiritual principles for me. It's about just, you know, doing the right thing for the right reason, but most importantly, not using. You know, I'll tell you all one more quick story. There was a friend of mine that, you know, we came in around the same time, and he kept going back out, and, you know, every time he'd go back out, you know, I was still in meetings. You know, I stayed clean, you know, by the grace of God, you know, I continue to stay clean. And one time he asked me, he said, man, I don't understand. It's like, We've been coming around for like the same amount of time, and it's like you stayed clean and I didn't, you know. And he was like he said, I just don't understand. And I was like, well, I said, man, what happened, man, is that you used, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I was talking about, you know, with that, you know, that addicts, for whatever reason, man, we just, something kicks in, man, and we just like fucking go down that shitter. like in a heartbeat, you know, not really being able to associate that when you use, man, your life is going to go to shit, like quickly, you know? And it's like, thank God I made that association, you know, because by the time I got here, like I said, you know, from 19 to 29 and before that, and being in three institutions, I cannot imagine myself being, you know, four-point restraints again, getting shot up with Thorazine in the ass, you know what I mean, you know, and then coming out, if I make it out, and then having to go through all that shit again, you know what I mean? I just don't see me. I don't see it. It might happen, but it ain't gonna happen today. Okay? You know what I mean? I might lose it and fucking just go berserk, but not today. Not right now. Y'all are okay. Okay? Don't worry about it. Okay? But, it's just, you know, step one, man, I love it. I really do. You know? And, it's, you know, just don't use. Don't use. You know, we don't give a fuck what you do besides that, but don't use. You know, and if you keep coming back and you keep coming back clean, you know, we can put you back together. You know what I mean? But if you're fucking high, we can't really help you. You know, so when I get that call that somebody's using, you know, and they're out of their mind or whatever, you know, my response is usually like, what the fuck do you want me to do? You know what I mean? We can't help them now. You know, we'll take them somewhere, but it's like, you know, it's past that point. And, but you know, there's hope, you know, there's hope. As long as I continue to show up and show up clean, there's hope. You know, whether you got one day or 100 days or whatever it is, you know, as long as you continue to show up, you know, do your best, you know, to show up clean. And, you know, that kind of gentler NA that we have now without getting into politics, it's, you know, I have problems with that because that's not the way that it was given to me, but it's okay. I understand it's, you know, I'm 56 years old. Think about that for a second. I got clean when I was 29, you know, it was a different generation. You know what I mean? I have kids that are, you know, 17, 19, 21, you know what I mean? And it's like it's a different generation. So, you know, I can't try to give it to them the way that it was given to me 27 years ago. It's not going to work. You know, they probably don't even understand the language, you know what I mean? And, but it's okay. Just keep coming back and, you know, the program works, but it works best if you don't use. So come back clean, please. Actually stay, you know, get here and stay. It's a beautiful thing. How am I doing for time? Okay. Is that about half of it now? Okay. All right. Tradition one, a common ground for should come first. Personal recovery depends on any unity. I kind of glanced over that last night too, and you know, of course, like I said, it's all in there, and if you want to see what it says verbatim, go ahead and take a look at it. But the thing was, I'm glad that there were meetings, you know, when I got clean for me to go to. You know, I'm glad that there are still meetings here. I'm glad that there are meetings that are open for newcomers or people that are coming in, you know, that they can get to a meeting on a regular basis. And you know, what I remember, you know, tradition one talks about that, you know, if the, you know, the individual needs the group, and the group needs the individual. So basically, it's kind of like, without the group, the individual is going to perish, you know. And so what I get out of that is the fact that we can come together as a group, the fact that we have meetings that we can get to, the fact that we have conventions, events, whatever it is that may be going on, you know, it's a vehicle, it's a way for us to come together. And as far as the unity piece, there's going to be conflict. You know, when I first got clean, I thought it was all going to be peaches and cream, and we're all going to live happily ever after. You know what I mean? And, you know, come to find out that that's not reality. The reality is that we're going to have to deal with personalities. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be situations where we disagree. But the thing about it is that, you know, as a fellowship, within this fellowship as a whole, you know, we can't let that tear us apart. And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, I've been involved in service. I'm involved in service right now, you know, as part of the Frederick area with the convention. Been a year and a half putting this thing on. And basically, it's like, you know, I believe in working through differences. You know, I believe in us staying together. I believe in the unity part of this, as far as, you know, that if we're not together, that, you know, that may cost you know, an addict may lose his life because of some bullshit, you know, that might go on in here. And I'm really about just being together, I guess. Okay, 5 minutes, okay. You know, the tools that are available to us as far as the fellowship goes, you know, service is available to us on a lot of different levels. And you know, for me, like, you know, I said I'm in service and I've been involved with the convention, and for me, the you know, that's been a unifying thing, event for me, and actually for our area as a whole, you know, to be able to put this thing together. You know, we've had to work through a lot. Of course, like I said, you know, we have different personalities, but the thing about it is, you know, coming up, you know, leading up, I've been down here since Wednesday, and you know, leading up to this, you know, when we started on this endeavor, you know, a year and a half ago, it was, you know, we're a small area, and we were really concerned about, you know, how are we going to bring people together? How are the rest of the areas going to come together? You know, it was told to us it's a regional event, it's not an area event, so don't worry about it, people will step up. You know, but there was still a lot of anxiety there. And I guess the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, if we can come together, you know, and be unified to put on an event, you know, for 6,000 plus addicts, you know what I mean, that really, you know, on a more personal level, you know, within your home group or within my home group or within your little circle or within your area or whatever, you know, at work, you know, in your house, you know what I mean, there's no reason why we can't practice those same principles at that level, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, I you know, my take on things is pretty much that the glass is, you know, is always half full, you know, and I look for solutions, you know. So the program has taught me, you know, my thinking is kind of like along the lines of like, okay, we know what the problem is, but what do we need to do? Well, we know what the situation is, but what do we need to do, you know, to come to a resolution? And you know, and that works in all areas of my life, you know, not just in the rooms, but outside of the rooms, you know. So, you know, instead of, you know, being on a path of self-destruction and, you know, all of the things that went along with active addiction, it's more, what can I do, you know, to better, you know, like Brian said, you know, how can I help you? You know, because by helping you, I help myself. And so, yeah, unity is you know, is huge. And, you know, like I said, you know, read up on it, you know, see what you can find in it that you can apply and work it, you know, to the best of your ability. That's pretty much how I do it. You know what I mean? I just, you know, just for today, I stay clean. I keep coming back. And, you know, thank my higher power. Thank you all. And just, you know, do the best I can on a daily basis. And I'll keep coming back. Thanks.
Yeah.